MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 16, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. With today's headlines, we have school updates from Salem, Lynn, and the Whittier Tech districts. The city of Gloucester adopts anti-Semitism definition, and local birds are testing positive for avian flu.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, a note from high school baseball, and the Red Sox and Bruins both lose on Patriots Day. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Sunny to partly cloudy, 60s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:56 p.m. The Salem School Department is restructuring its school budget by absorbing the preschool programs into the regular operating budget. Dustin Luca reports this week in the Salem News that in the past, the school department expanded the programs during the pandemic by using federal pandemic funds that fell outside the regular school department budget. The city of Gloucester has adopted an anti-Semitism definition as a tool to blunt hate. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times that the proclamation from Mayor Greg Verga and the city council was unanimously approved using the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. A car crash in Manchester by the Sea on Sunday shut down traffic on the southbound lanes of Route 128. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times that at least two people were injured in the three-car crash at 8:30 p.m. One person reportedly suffered serious injuries, according to Fire Chief James Jake McNeely. Last week, we reported that the Haley administration was floating a plan to build a new Whittier Tech High School by forming a collaborative project with Northern Essex Community College. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon, a critic of an earlier Whittier Tech building project, believes this new concept has some potential.
We started to have conversations with not only Northern Essex, but Whittier. They really feel there's an opportunity here that could really bring down the cost. NECO has a lot of area to do work. And they also have buildings that, that could be used right now as well for Whittier. So it could drastically change what the project could be up there. Never mind, they've got water, sewer, and things like that. So it's a much better area to try to build something as well. So, my quote in the paper was, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think there's still a lot of things to figure out. This is right now is just an idea, and they're going to pursue that idea, and I hope they do. And it sounds like they're going to involve us in the process, which is good. But at the same time, I still want to make sure that the 11 cities and towns continue on this track of reviewing that regional agreement with Whittier, and hopefully those two things can be done in tandem. So when we do have a plan and how that model works with community and vocational school, that we have that agreement in place on how we move forward with that. So we'll keep an eye on it. But again, it's a positive announcement, and we'll just, like I said, keep an eye and hopefully things can progress there.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking on his Mayor's Corner podcast. Later in North Shore Today Extra, the mayor shares a note on three prominent Newburyport residents who recently passed away. There'll be a repair cafe in Newburyport on April 27. Jim Sullivan writes in the Daily News that anyone looking to fix a clock, watch, bicycle, or even mend a teddy bear will be able to take these items to the Senior Community Center. The hours are Saturday, that's 4/27, April 27, from 10 to 2. The organizer is Elizabeth Marcus, who is part of a five-member team running the event. In March, a number of dead birds were found on the beach in Nahant. Daily Item reporter Benjamin Pierce reports today that Nahant Town Administrator Tony Barletta has indicated that the birds tested positive for avian flu. Brown noted that the risk to humans is low, but the risk to your pet is somewhat unknown. And the Lynn School Department is offering a number of summer programs this year. This is Noel Bolio, Assistant Director of Extended Learning for the Lynn Schools, discussing the High School Credit Recovery Program.
Last summer, the credit recovery program served just under 350 students. As a result, many students were promoted to the next grade level and remain on track for graduation. Throughout marking period 4, students will be notified by their school counselors as to whether they should attend summer school for credit recovery. The in-district cost to students is a flat fee of $65. Out-of-district students and families can contact me for more information.
The district also will be offering additional summer academic programs to younger students.
Acceleration academies are another type of program being offered this summer. LPS recently received a grant for $286,000 to run small acceleration academies for early literacy, ELA, and math at schools identified as needing targeted assistance. The grant guidelines require the use of a variety of assessment data to determine who will be invited to attend the academies at each school. Identified schools can serve up to 10% of the targeted grade level population. The total number of students projected to be invited across the district is approximately 600. The early literacy academies will serve rising kindergartners and first and second graders and are scheduled for a two-week period from July 8th to July 18th, Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The ELA academies will serve rising 6th and 10th graders and are scheduled for a two-week period from July 8th to July 18th, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The math academies will serve rising 6th and rising 10th graders also and are scheduled for a two-week period from July 22nd to August 1st, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11:30.
That's Noel Bolio from the Lynn Schools. The entire school committee presentation can be viewed on lynntv.org. Sports is next, followed by North Shore Today Extra.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Guardians yesterday at Fenway Park 6-0 on Patriots Day. The two teams will play again tonight at 7:10. The Bruins lost to the Capitals last night 2-0. They'll host the Senators tonight. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery, no offense last night.
Well, I think the word struggle is a compliment the way we played tonight. I thought Washington, you know, their desperation, how well they defended, how well they hung on the pucks in the offensive zone is the way we wanted to play.
Bruins coach Jim Montgomery. We have a post-up with all the scores from Patriots Day yesterday in the high school sports. One game played over the weekend in high school baseball saw Swampscott edge Winthrop in 16 innings. Big Blue coach Joe Caponegro is hoping for a better year this year with so many returning players to his Big Blue squad.
Everybody back, although some of the upperclassmen, as it does happen, you know, some seniors decided not to come back, and but we still had an awful lot of players from, you know, from the nucleus of what we had last year, and we regularly played six freshmen last year, and now they're sophomores, and you know they've matured physically and mentally, and it's good to see. You know, we do have a lot of seniors on the team. We have 11 seniors, and then we have a lot of sophomores as well. So we have a good mix.
Swampscott High baseball coach Joe Caponegro. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Tuesday. North Shore Today Extra is next with Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. I'm Bill Newell. In this edition of North Shore Today Extra, we're going to hear an extended clip from Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon, and he talks about three people that the city of Newburyport lost in the past couple of weeks. And One of them is Bev Stalen, who I, of course, did not know, but I was very much aware and knew her husband, Jim Stalen, the legendary football coach at Newburyport High School. And back in my days at WESX, he was a gentleman. He was a frequent phone guest with us in interview. We did a number of their games over the years. He was a terrific high school coach, and he was a terrific person as well and very articulate. So when I heard that his wife, Bev Stalen, had passed away, I thought this was very appropriate. So thank you, Mayor Sean Reardon from Newburyport, for sharing these three names with us. And the second one that he mentions is Bev Stalen. Jim Stalen passed away a year or so ago. But again, this is Mayor Sean Reardon with the three prominent Newburyport names that passed away in the last couple of weeks. Mayor Sean Reardon.
First of all, we had some great Newburyporters or honorary Newburyporters leave us this past couple of weeks. First, I'm going to mention Mary Larnard. Mary Larnard had a 36-year teaching career in Newburyport. She was from Amesbury, so she's my honorary Newburyporter. She was my principal when I was at the high school. She was a math teacher, math department chair. And then when she was my principal, she was principal from 1988 to 2001. She also taught a class. She taught a high-level math class. I wasn't in it because I wasn't a high-level math student. But she did that while she was principal as well. And she was a tough cookie. We banged head a bunch of times on a lot of different things in school. But I was just a very vocal kid. I like speaking up for kids and things like that, too. So we occasionally butted heads, but she was always fair, and I thought she was a great principal. She went on to be a trustee at the Institution for Saving, so just really involved in the area for a number of years. She passed away after a long illness. So Mary Larned, former principal. Bev Stalen, so wife to James T. Stalen. James T. Stalen Field, legendary coach and teacher here at Newburyport. I would say she's probably the surrogate mother for generations of Newburyport kids in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s here in Newburyport. But just a wonderful woman. It was very sad when her husband died last year. And it's a wonderful family. Bev would come by and check on me every once in a while here. Jim was so interested in me having this job as a Newburyporter and doing a good job, and he was always so interested. And Bev, picked up that mantle when Jim passed away. So just really sad. My heart, condolences go out to the family. Bev was just a wonderful woman, and she's reunited with her coach up above us, looking down now. So again, thinking of the Stalen family. And lastly, my Uncle Roger Fuller died last Friday. My Aunt Judy died not that long ago. And so it's not surprising that Roger took a turn, went downhill after Judy passed. But now they're reunited. Roger was a longtime teacher and coach in Methuen, and is actually in the Massachusetts High School Track Coaches Hall of Fame. But just a legendary coach in the Merrimack Valley area. But he was also a great uncle and to us here in Newburyport. So he will be greatly missed. He was a character for sure. And we'll look forward to honoring him at the end of May with family and friends. But again, sad, but I wanted to mention three great people who we lost this past couple weeks.
That is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on the passing of three prominent Newburyport individuals in the past couple of weeks. And Mayor, thank you very much for sharing those names and those stories with us here. And those entire remarks from Mayor Stalen can be heard on his podcast, The Mayor's Corner, which is available on YouTube. And that's it. This is North Shore Today Extra. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.